This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, urging you to take just a few minutes out of your busy day to study with us from the Bible, the sacred will of God. We continue our study on the very vital topic of the calls of God to man. And we've pointed out that in regard to some of these calls, we have no choice at all, and in others we do have a choice. For instance, we've shown that we have no choice in regard to the matter of the call to life, but that we have, in the things we've discussed previously, do have a choice in the matter of God's call to perfection, to salvation, to belief, to obedience, to His one plan, to baptism, to the church. And now we turn to God's call to the Christian life. Of course, this has specific application to those who have become Christians, those who have been baptized into Christ and have therefore become sons of God, as we read in Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. So then you're all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ. My friends, the Bible teaches that we must, as Christians, live the Christian life, or we cannot be saved in eternity. Jesus taught in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give unto thee the crown of life," making clear that conditional upon our receiving the crown of life, that is, which is eternal life, is our living a life so faithful that we would even be willing to die for the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul made clear in Philippians chapter 1, verse 27, that our manner of life should be worthy of the gospel. God calls everyone to live this kind of life. In 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse 5, the Apostle Peter, guided by the Holy Spirit, said, "To your faith add virtue, to your virtue knowledge, to your knowledge self-control, to your self-control patience, to your patience godliness, to your godliness brotherly kindness, to your brotherly kindness love. For if these things be in and abound, they cause you that ye shall be neither idle nor unfruitful unto the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, having forgotten the cleansing from his old sins." So you see, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for Christians is dependent upon their living this kind of life. It is simply not the case that God will save you once you're a Christian, no matter what you do. Paul said, "For if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, then you shall live." Romans chapter 8 and verse 13. Notice the conditional. Notice the little word if. If I were to say to you, "If you will jump over this building unaided, I will give you $1,000, you certainly do not have the right to claim the $1,000 without meeting the condition that I stated. Now, if God says, "If you will live a life according to the Spirit, putting to death the deeds of the body, then you shall live," that is, you shall inherit life eternal, I do not have the right to claim it if I do not live that kind of life. Now, God calls us all to live this kind of life, a life of adding to our faith virtue, moral courage, and to our virtue knowledge, growing in the knowledge of the will of God, to our knowledge self-control, having the power to control our desires and channel them in the channels in which God wishes them to go, to our self-control patience, the ability to stand up under a load and to keep on fighting it, to live a life of love and peace and kindness, gentleness and long-suffering with our families, with our friends, with our brethren, and even with our enemies, with any and everybody we meet. The Bible makes clear that we must live this kind of life if we are to spend eternity with Him. In the parable of the soils in Luke chapter 8, we find there are two classes of people who become Christians: the stony ground and the thorny ground, but yet who will lose their souls because they do not live the faithful Christian life. And so God calls us to the Christian life. He calls you, He calls me, but each one of us can reject it. We have freedom of choice. We have the power to say, "No, Lord, I will not live that way. I want to live the way I want to live, and I'm going to live that way." But the Bible makes clear if we do, we will lose our soul. I'm glad that you've been with us today. I hope you'll be back with us tomorrow as we continue our study of God's calls to man.